Light and peace in Jesus Christ our love. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, O Christ, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. O fire that fuels the stars and suns, rekindled in our evening flame, your blinding radiance yet is dimmed before the one from whom you came. When out of darkness first you dawned, you ushered in God's gifts untold, on this the eighth unequal day, you blazed where life lay dead and cold. For Christ our light unquenchable, death sought to master and defy, yet from a darkened empty tomb, life gave definitive reply. The universe will not be shamed, delighting God in endless ways, for neither human sin nor pride can silence its unceasing praise. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence forever. Protect me, God, I turn to you for help. I profess you are my love, my greatest good. I once put trust in false gods, the idols of the land. Now I make no offerings to them, nor do I invoke their names. Those who chase after them simply add grief to their grief. Adonai, you are my portion and cup, the shape of my future. You mark off the best place for me to enjoy my place on the earth. I bless God who teaches me, who even at night directs my heart. I am sure that God is right here beside me. I can never be shaken. And so my heart rejoices, my body thrills with life, my whole being rests securely. You will not abandon me to Sheol, nor send your faithful one down to death. You show me the road to life, boundless joy as your companion forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You will show me the path of life. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence forever. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. May God give you grace and peace. We always give thanks to God, the Abba of our Lord Jesus Christ, in our prayers for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you bear toward all the saints. Moved as you are by the hope held in store for you in heaven. You heard of this hope through the message of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, has borne fruit, and has continued to grow in your midst, as it has everywhere in the world. Thanks be to God. We give thanks to God, our Abba, who has delivered us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of God's beloved One. We give thanks to God, our Abba, who has delivered us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of God's beloved One. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from above, comes from the Abba of lights, who has delivered us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of God's beloved One. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. We give thanks to God, our Abba, who has delivered us from the domain of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of God's beloved One. Go and learn the meaning of these words. It is mercy that I desire, and not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the just, but to call sinners. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Go and learn the meaning of these words. It is mercy that I desire, and not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the just, but to call sinners. For the unity of the Christian churches and the common good of all earthkind. For the people of this and every other nation, that all be guided in the ways of justice and peace. for the health and well-being of all creation, and the wisdom and will to conserve it. For all those who have asked for our prayers, and those for whom we have promised to pray. For all who are suffering in mind, body, or spirit, and for those who care for them. For those who have died, and for those who grieve their passing. Adirava in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. O risen Christ, by virtue of your passing over from death to life, pour your Holy Spirit into our hearts. Fill us with gratitude and reverence for you, with love and compassion for our neighbor, and concern for the whole of creation. For yours is the power and the glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us and keep us and all of creation in peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exules filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria.